And we have a responsibility. I remember saying to somebody not too long ago that the responsibility of bringing this country to repentance is not the government, because this country doesn't belong to the ULP. This country doesn't belong to NDP. This country doesn't belong to human rights or anything. This country belongs to us and our children. And as spiritual leaders, as Christians, we have a responsibility to do what has to be done. And we ourselves need, first of all, a lot of times to come to that place of repentance where we come to God and we say, God, I repent for the wrong that I would have done. That old prayer that says that we have left undone the things that we ought to have done, and we find ourselves doing the things that we ought not to have done. And this is the place that we find ourselves in a lot of time. These are the predicaments that we find ourselves in. And we point fingers without looking at ourselves. We look at others without looking into our own heart. So I would to God that today, as we pray and as we intercede and as we supplicate before God, that we're going to look at our own selves and our own hearts, and we're going to approach God from that perspective, and we're going to say that we have sinned and we have rebelled against you, and now we are coming back to you. Because if my people, I think that's the portion of scripture that has given, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven and I will do what they ask me to do.